There are two worldly men, very worldly, I must say. You know, the kind of Otedola, the kind of Dangote, and the kind of Bill Gates. Let's use Bill Gates, that kind of Bill Gates world. Both of them are very worldly. But both are impotent. Young men looking for persons to marry. One is quite timid, while the other is very outspoken. Something is placed on the table. They ask you, a lady, who would you like to marry between the both of them? This is the exact way my lecturer gave us the story in class last month. He asked us, who would we choose from the two? Of course, you know, impotent. No, I can't do, you get, like, I can't do and all. But deep down, I was thinking that, if I can let go of that other person, then my man has to be that man that when he's speaking there, I'm like, yes, that's my man speaking. So I really felt like I would go with the outspoken one. But my lecturer gave a deeper philosophical response to this when he said that choose the eloquent one because at least the eloquent one can articulate his thoughts, bring it out in words, and communicate what is wrong with him. Like, he can at least seek help and probably find, because he can tell them, this is what's wrong with me, this is how I feel when I'm doing it. That does not, you get my point, you get what I'm saying? Yes. So yes, welcome to the Real Corner on Wura Radio. My name is Wuraola Oladoke, and this episode is the last episode of the Real Corner in 2022, and it is titled The Griot's Charge. Yes. So it is no news that The Griot was released on Netflix on 18th November 2022, of course last month, and the movie is a movie that has got people talking on Twitter to some extent. I really love the movie. I saw the movie one night like this and I said within myself, this movie has lots of lessons that can actually be shared on a space like The Real Corner, and this is me bringing it to you, The Griot's Charge. Yes! So yes, let's go for a short break while I come back with my juicy details of the movie, The Griot. Watch out.
Ikoko to fo o, o ti de ro a kitan o. Mona mona ya lu ki o ro wo. Iti jubi aso akisa nlo mori o odoro agbagba o o deru fọlọgbọn o dowo awon agba o o deru fọlọgbọn.
Yes, welcome back from that break. It's The Griot's Charge on Wura Radio. We've had two different movie reviews on The Real Corner. In 2022, we have that of Annie Kolapo and we have Blood Sisters. You can go check after listening to this, enjoy, and at least drop a comment or a voice message. Let's go straight to it. So The Griot is a movie that was released, like I said, 18th November 2022 on Netflix. It stars likes of Lateef Adedimeji, Temilolu Fosudo, Yewande Adekoya, Funsho Adeolu, Kunle Afford, Angela Barbarisa, Opeyemi Dada, Goodness Emmanuel, and the likes. This movie explains the story of a talented storyteller who is quite timid, and he experiences a state of betrayal from his friend, who is the eloquent one, whereas he gets story from the timid storyteller. Now, we have the storyteller that is quite eloquent is named Somi. The second one, who is not really eloquent, what am I even saying? Very timid. In fact, he said, I am a very timid man. Like, I'm a very shy person. He said it when he was asked why. He used that to describe himself. So he's a very shy person. His name is Adekunle. We have the next person. We have Tiwa. Tiwa is a singer and she's like the fine babe in town that everybody wants to get married to. Every man dreams to get married to, of course. Then that just these the three of them. The story revolves mainly amongst the three of them. Well, it goes like this. The first thing that really, really struck me in the movie is this. You see, I'm still going to go back to what of my lecturer, because talking about eloquence and all, we can take it back to public speaking. So I'll go back to what of my lecturer in my public speaking class. He said that nothing that is done out of intelligence is done without speech. So that means that for you to bring about a great speech, you must be a very intelligent fellow. And for you to be eloquent, you need intelligence. So I can say that Sumi is a lazy man. Yes, Sumi, maybe he's not lazy. Maybe his creativity cannot be compared to that of Dekunle, but Sumi is quite intelligent. He may not be super smart, but he has level of intelligence. Now, let me explain why I think so. You see where Sumi went to meet Tiwa and tells Tiwa, I have something to deliver to you, because his friend Dekunle did tell Sumi to please help him ask Tiwa out because he's shy. You get? So he went to meet Tiwa and tells Tiwa, Dekunle asked me to tell you that he's sorry that he could not make it to the festival. Now, he has to say something. He's playing intelligence game there. The fact that he can actually drop all the stories that he learned from Dekunle and explain it in a creative way to other persons, it's another level of intelligence, right? I really like that, and it made me know that, you see, in this life, if you say that you sabi speak in presence of people, that means that you're somebody that should be accorded a level of respect, because it takes intelligence. So when I say speak, you know, I said speak, not I once said talk. Let me correct that. Talk is different from speak. When I say speak, I mean you communicated like someone that has sense. You get my point? That means that you have a level of intelligence, and that is why you were able to disseminate information. So Sumi is an intelligent man. I like that about him. Now, if you do not show up, people will. And guess what? People who do not know what you know will show up, and they're going to take up the mantle, and they're going to take up the stage away from you. That is the issue I had with Dekunle. Dekunle is the source of Sumi's wealth. He is the man with the story. But because he didn't give himself the chance. It's not his fault, he's built a shy man and all. And that is why he was not able to tell his story to the world. So are you that person that you already have things to do? You're already thinking in your head, you're like, you think that you're the only one that has the idea. Huh? If you tell the idea to somebody that has not even thought of half of what is in your head, the person will bring it out for you, and you'll be shocked at the display of intelligence that the person will put into your own idea, and it will look like the person's idea. So please start showing up right now, because time, no day. There is no time to waste time. Mr. Money, no day waste time. Yes, so then let's talk about the sound of a little Mary when Tiwa told Dekunle that I also like you too. Ah, God. So this is the story. Sumi, the outspoken one, you know, I told you that Sumi told Tiwa that instead of Sumi to ask Tiwa out for Dekunle, he told Tiwa that Dekunle said he's sorry for not coming for the event, which is a lie, of course. So finally, Tiwa goes to visit Dekunle. They had a conversation. Tiwa is a singer. She's out there and all. She likes Dekunle, of course. Very obvious that she likes Dekunle, but Dekunle is a shy guy. So both of them were seated and they were having a conversation. Then Dekunle was already acting shy and all. Then Dekunle asked Tiwa that, did Sumi deliver my message? Tiwa was like, which of them? Yes, he did, but he did deliver your message. He did deliver your message. Then he later said that, did Sumi talk to you? Then Tiwa said, Sumi was actually asking Tiwa out for himself, not for Dekunle. Do you get? Then Tiwa says that, yes, he did, but I'm not interested. You know, that kind of thing. Then Dekunle felt sad, thinking that means Tiwa is not interested in him. Later on, then she now said, but it's not about you. Then Dekunle was shocked that, okay, what do you mean it's not about me? I actually told Sumi to tell you. You get? In his mind, he didn't say it out. Then he tried as much as he could to finally say that, I actually like you. I've always liked you. The way Latifah Adedimeji acted that role. My God, he said, I actually like you. I did like you. You know the way timid guys will, you get? Then Tiwa says, I like you too. Then there is a voice that sounds, if you watch that movie with earpiece, you hear the way Ilidu Mari sounded. Now, what is my interpretation of that Ilidu Mari? The feeling of happiness, the feeling of fulfillment that you get when you finally take the bull by the horn. I know that you want to do it, but Something is telling you it's a lie. You're not up to it. You cannot do it. Baby, try it and hear the sound of your a little Mary. Oh, if you've seen the movie, you will get what I mean. Maybe because I watch movies like it's a project. Most persons will not hear the little Mary, but I did hear the little Mary part there. Then people like to attract themselves with successful people. So this is it. My Tiwa's mother was already angry. Why would my daughter decide to get married to the timid guy when there is Somi who is already the gobaniyi of the old town? Because Somi got to that stage where he was telling Dekunle's story to the king, right? So the king already gave him a chieftaincy title, the gobaniyi of Wakajayi land, right? So then Somi tries to play a card, tells the king that he's interested in a lady Tiwa. Then the king pronounces that Tiwa should be married to Gobaniyi. You know, African parents, at least majority of them, any person at all, who wants their kids to be associated with persons that are successful, right? So she was already happy. The mother was happy that, thank God, my daughter will be married to a chief. Then Tiwa says, no, he's definitely the timid guy that I'm in love with. I say, okay now. He's definitely the timid guy that I'm in love with. So the mother got very angry. She said, no, we are not doing this at all. After that, issues surrounded it. Things got exposed. Dekunle finally, Tiwa finally groomed Dekunle to be able to actually speak to the public. So on the final scene, in the final scene at the festival, Somi runs away, of course, because he was already out of stories and all, and he didn't want to disgrace his family's name. And after the fact that Tiwa already taught Dekunle how to speak, not how to speak per se, you get my point, groomed and all, Dekunle says the story and everybody already feels like, wonderful. You know, Tiwa's mother said, I don't want to see you with Dekunle. You know, it is Tiwa's mother that still said Dekunle is a special guest. See the way plots will change. So are you feeling like people know sabi you? Get successful first. People will come, you will even get tired. So what am I saying? Instead of sitting down drooling over the fact that you are not feeling loved and all, which ought not to happen if you listen to Rural Radio very well, because it should be the source of your joy, the source of your love, right? You're already feeling like, I'm not getting what I want. Put in the work. Be successful. Here we come. So brothers and sisters, to my brothers on Rural Radio, the girls are saying no, right? Maybe you are not yet giving them reasons to say it. Now, success is not just about money, you know, right? Maybe you need to pull in a level of success. The lady will come. Yes, our parents will agree. Trust me. At least we've seen it in the grill. So try it too. Yeah, so that's another important lesson that I learned from there, that people like to attract themselves to successful people. So if you don't have anything to bring to the table, if you keep saying you are the table, and we are not seeing the attribute of a table, of the table in you, then I guess people will not want to. Because our society is getting to that stage where people can't get, when people can't get something from you, they move away from you. It's sad though, but that is what we're actually passing through. The final one is the fact that an empty barrel makes the loudest noise. I know that you'll be like, Wura, that's a known thing. But what I was seeing Somi bestowing, when I saw Somi showing arrogance after I became the chief in Wakajaye and all, it just reminded me of something, that if you see persons that sabi, those that they own their craft, they show confidence in their craft, not pride. Now, pride can be in two ways. I believe that pride and arrogance, I believe that they are different, though some people can say they are synonymous. But my own point of saying that they are different is, I'm proud of myself because I know how to do this. I'm arrogant because I believe others cannot. Now, some no even sabi. This storytelling is like, it's not his stories. Of course, he's outspoken, he's intelligent, and that's why he can even speak to people with his stories. Yes, I'm not discrediting that. But he's an empty barrel, and that is why he is a noisemaker. Are you feeling threatened by persons that they are the ones doing the noise and all? They are beginning to make you feel intimidated. Maybe you need to get yourself out of your closet and bring yourself out of obscurity to the fore. Maybe when you try to do that, you're going to be the person that shows confidence in his craft, not like some we know sabi. We still they do like say in sabi. Sorry for pidging there, but it's important. It's the real corner now. I'm allowed to speak like that. So yes, that's another thing that I learned there. I want to give it to the actors. I enjoyed this movie. I won't even lie. The lady that acted Tiwa, goodness Emmanuel, I had to follow her straight up on Twitter. I really love that. Then of course Latif Adedimeji. In my mind, Latif is a veteran. I saw Ayinla Omowura. It didn't disappoint. So this was also amazing. I really loved it. Even though some critique were like, the script is a bit shallow. That's for a movie that the script is just there. I don't know why they said that, but I know people are entitled to their opinions. I love this movie. I enjoyed it. And it's a movie that I can say that I kept on, like every scene I'm getting interpretation. That's a movie for me. I kept on getting interpretation from every scene. I kept on learning things. Like, you need to show up. You need to show up. I have said a number of things in this episode. You can listen to it any other time. Just make sure that you get my point from the Grills Charge. This movie was directed by Adeoluwa Owu. The movie was written, the story rather, was written by Temilolu Fosudo, the man that acted Sonny. So yes, I give it to the Nollywood industry. I give it to the actors in this movie. I give it to Netflix for allowing us to view this movie. It's amazing. So yes, we've come to the end of the Griot's Charge on Wura Radio. You'll be wondering, what exactly is the meaning of Griot? So Griot is actually a member of a class of traveling poets, musicians and storytellers who maintain a tradition of oral history in part of West Africa. So Griot, when I said I'm a Griot, yes, as I told you a story of the outspoken and the timid wealthy man. That's a story on its own, just to bring you into the episode. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I know it's all over the place, but just get my points. I'm just trying to share my lessons from the movie The Griot. Have a wonderful 2023, because we meet next time in 2023 on The Real Corner. Guess what? I'm the first person that is telling you Happy New Year in advance. Yes, keep listening to Wura Radio. I remain your one and only favorite media girl, Wura Olagoke. Goodbye.